In this week's Design for the Real World, Paola Antonelli explains the perfect form and function of the ice cream cone.
I'm Italian, so I grew up with ice cream, and I'm possibly one of the few Italians that does not like ice cream because I don't like cold things. But I remember one particularly wonderful ice cream cone. Well, in Italy, you tend to have a little bit of chocolate that's poured into the cone. So when you get to the end of the ice cream, first, you know, what you do is with your tongue, you push the ice cream into the cone. So you keep on, you know, just munching the ice cream cone with ice cream in it. And then you get to the bottom of the cone, to the very tip, and you have the solidified chocolate and the leftovers of the ice cream, and it's just the most wonderful thing. Watch these rats get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Stand it up. But in Sicily in particular, where they have really great flavors of ice cream, they have, for instance, jasmine ice cream and lavender ice cream, the cones are not made of wafer, they're made of real actual cookie dough. And they don't have, at the end, the chocolate, they have some honey. It was July 23rd, 1904, when Charles Menches of St. Louis, Missouri, found himself selling ice cream in dishes like everybody else at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis, basically the World's Fair. And there were so many customers because it was so scorching hot that he ran out of dishes, and that was tragedy. So Charles rapidly went to his fellow nearby vendor, Ernest Hamwi, who was from Syria, out of Syria, who was selling Middle Eastern pastry called zalabia, which was a crisp wafer-like pastry that Charles rapidly wrapped into a cone so that he could put two dollops of ice cream and sell it to the thirsty and heated customers. And that's how the ice cream cone was born. The ice cream cone is a great piece of design because it's so straightforward. And as usual, when design is born out of necessity, it tends to be just beautiful. There's nothing else to add, nothing else to take away. But as an archetype, the ice cream cone is perfect, and it's going to stay forever, I think.
Paola Antonelli is design curator at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Ice cream castles.